WBSM presents The Tim Meisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Meisberg Show.
Happy Friday. Happy Fun Friday to you. Welcome into a new day here on the program. And, of course, it is Fun Friday, brought to you by Dee's Hot Dogs in New Bedford. And we're going to have some fun this morning, despite the weather, despite the wind. And thankfully, it's not raining, but it's certainly kind of damp looking out there. And it is 60 degrees, though, so you've got that. And as you heard there, it's going to burn off a little bit, and maybe we'll get a decent day out of it. But we've got a lot that we can discuss today in addition to it being Fun Friday. And our question today is going to relate around amusement parks, because today, as part of Fun Friday, we're going to be giving away passes to Six Flags. So Six Flags is opening up. Well, they've been open, but they're going to open up their full schedule coming up when school gets out. So, and of course, they have the new Quantum Accelerator at Six Flags New England, the brand new roller coaster there that's really family friendly. It's for all ages. And this is your chance to get out to the park and experience that and everything else that's there. So we're going to be giving those away two ways this morning. Later on, I'll be asking people to call in to win. But also, you can enter to win at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app. So I'm giving away half of the passes on the air, and I'm giving away the other half via online. And I have a bunch to give away. So, you know, you can enter both ways. You can only win one way, but you can enter both ways. And who knows? You could be going to Six Flags on us. So it will be a question related to amusement parks. We'll hold on to that for just a little bit, though, because I like to wait until folks are awake and have a chance to really think. I don't want people to call in all groggy and give their answer and then say later on, oh, man, I wish I had said something different, which is basically what happens to me after every show. That's why I have to erase it out of my mind and not even think about it again as soon as I get out of the studio and go sit at my desk, or otherwise I'd be like, oh, why did I say that? Oh, that was dumb. Man, I was an idiot. Like, I definitely don't listen to my podcasts. When I first started doing radio, so when I first started on The Locker Room, we didn't have any way to kind of record the show. So I never really heard what was going out to people. And I didn't really talk a whole bunch on that show at first anyway. But when Spooky South Coast started, we were podcasting right from the beginning, so we had recordings, and I used to pore over those and try to pick up every little like vocal tick that I have and every vocal crutch. And if you think I sound like an idiot now on the radio, you should have heard what I sounded like then. So it was a process of having to listen and be like, oh, why'd you say that? Why'd you say so many times? You sound like a moron. Like, and kind of being critical of myself like that, to and not only of myself, but also of the program overall, that kind of helped us tweak what it became. Now I don't do that. Now I can't air check myself. Now I can't sit there and listen to the sound of my own voice if I can help it, as many of you probably feel like each morning. But this way here, you know, you're going to be awake and fully ready to answer the Fun Friday question. That's why we just wait a little bit, give it a little tease. But maybe you had won some tickets from Fun 107. They were giving away tickets to see Shakira last night in Boston. Maybe you were one of those lucky winners who didn't get to see the show last night because that show was canceled. And tonight's Jason Aldean and Brooks and Dunn, I guess, are playing too. That show was canceled as well. So what happened is they were setting up the staging yesterday. Boston Inspectional Services found some flaws with the way it was set up, and it was deemed not structurally sound. And I guess they didn't have enough time to rebuild things in order to have the show, which I get canceling last night's show, but you would think they would have today to kind of fix the problem. So something must have been really wrong for them to just cancel 2 days worth of big time shows that they're saying they're going to refund people's money. So does that mean that they're not going to reschedule the shows? Because usually they hang on to the money and they try to find a new date and they say your tickets are transferable. And then they'll just refund the people that can't make it on the new date. But this, I guess they've been telling people, is just going to be an outright refund from wherever you got your ticket purchased from. But there were people, I was reading some stories like on Channel 5's website. There were people who came in from Puerto Rico, people who came in from other parts of the continental U.S., because they were coming to see Shakira at Fenway Park. So that, you know, is a pretty, they've been running these concerts now for a long time at Fenway Park. I don't know, was it their staff that was the problem? Was it, or was it the tour staff? And are these shows, obviously Live Nation is the promoter of these shows, but is it the same stage that would have been used from one show to the other? You know, was it with the same crew? Could one crew have helped out the other? I don't know. But whatever answers we can get for you, we will. But see, that's why I like giving away tickets to things, because that way there, if you were going and you couldn't go because this got canceled, you could say, well, at least I didn't pay for the tickets. I only won them. But I don't know. We'll keep you up to date with what's going to happen on if there's a possible reschedule. But I think, you know, this will be something to keep an eye on, because there's some other big shows coming to Fenway over the course of the rest of the summer. And we're going to be giving away tickets to some of those shows. Shows like My Chemical Romance. I forget who else was a Fenway show that we're giving away tickets to. But you'll see, I'm sure, a lot of coverage of what went on with this and what's going to happen going forward. 508-996-0500, app chat and open line voicemails on the WBSM app. And one of the things that I've noticed about the response, speaking of contests and giving things away, we were talking here in the office about the Eagles contest here, that we're giving away 2 tickets to see the Eagles at the Sphere. We're giving away airfare for 2 nights at the Venetian, and $500 spending cash for while you're out in Vegas. By the way, sponsored by Tank Exchange and the DeMello International Center. But we were talking about the way people have responded to this contest, and I said, you know, I thought this would do not as well as when we were giving away cash. Because everybody wants money, right? Not everybody likes the Eagles, but everybody wants money. And the response to this contest has surprised me. It's surpassed the level of response for money talks and giving away cash. I don't know if that's because these are the final shows ever of the Eagles. I don't know if it's because people just are saying, I get to go out to Vegas and see the Sphere in person. I don't know what it is, but it's been a great response, and we're very excited to be able to bring you this prize. And it was funny because I was thinking about it. Well, the Eagles' Greatest Hits is one of the best-selling albums of all time. It was actually the best-selling album of all time before Thriller knocked it off the top spot. So maybe it shouldn't be so surprising. But you hear, I don't know, I think since the Big Lebowski, you get a lot of people that have been like, you know, I hate the Eagles, man, but everybody secretly sings along. I love the Eagles. I've seen them in concert. They're a fantastic show. And I think it'd be even better seeing them at the Sphere. But I'm ineligible to win, so one of you has to go instead. You can just send me photos and say, here's what you're missing, Weisberg. 508-996-0500. The city put out an update yesterday on the situation with Harvey and the rats, and it wasn't much of an update, but they're continuing to put out those traps. They did share some photos of the traps that they've put out, and these aren't, you know, neck snapper traps. These are cage traps that that, and you can see the size of these rats in some of those photos. But I'm also looking at that saying, okay, great, that's four rats that were caught. Where's the other 40,000 or however many there might have been? But at least it's, you know, steps in the right direction. And then speaking of directions, if you are someone who is fed up with driving to Boston and you don't want to take the train, well, there's a new way to get to Boston. You can fly there because Cape Air announced yesterday that they are going to start offering flights from New Bedford Regional Airport to Logan. Now, you would probably think to yourself, well, why would I take a plane from New Bedford to Boston? It's probably going to take me longer in the plane, you know, getting up and coming down and all that than it would take me just driving. Well, yes and no. I mean, if you were just getting in the car and driving there, sure. But if you're going to run into traffic, if there's any kind of backup at the airport itself, you've got all of that going on, then getting through TSA at Logan as opposed to getting through TSA at New Bedford, that's a big difference. So you could be flying into Boston, landing at Logan, just getting on another plane to go to your, you know, cross country or international flight or wherever else you're going to go, and you've already been screened. And the other part of it too is, if the time pretty much works out as the same thing, they said it was 35 minutes. Is the flight time 35 minutes? So that's, you know, usually they're talking about from takeoff to touchdown, right? But you've still got the little bit of time it takes to take off, and then a little bit of time you sit in the plane while you wait for the clearance to get out of it. Obviously, with a plane like they're going to use, it's not going to be as long of a wait as it is with a jet. But you're still looking at less time than it would take you to be on the road. But the important thing here is no traffic, no other people to deal with, and no parking. You don't have to pay to park. So I was looking up the pricing for this. And by the way, it starts in September. So if you go onto the website now and you see prices from New Bedford to Boston, it's like $400 each way. And it's, I don't even understand what it, because it's not a direct flight. You're flying to somewhere else and then flying to Boston. It doesn't really work. So that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about what starts after, I believe, September 26th. All the details are in the story on the website, but those flights are $99. So you're going to pay $99 to fly from New Bedford to Boston. And at first I was like, well, who's going to pay $99 to take that flight? But then I started thinking about it. If you go and park at Logan, I park in the economy lot and I'm paying almost $60 a day to park. And I park in the economy lot. On top of that, if you don't want to pay to park and you take a ride, if you get a ride, whether it be, you know, a livery service or an Uber or whatever, you're probably paying close to $99 anyway to just be in a car stuck in traffic. And now with somebody you don't even know who's trying to have a conversation with you or trying to avoid a conversation with you. So I can see a lot of people saying, you know what, in the long run, this is a good idea. You know, it might not be something that you think about right off the bat because, you know, you're from here. So do you say, yeah, it was a big deal driving to Boston, but then you start thinking about the economics of it, parking your car. And what's it, $10 a day to park at the New Bedford Airport? But you know what? It's probably easier for you to get, if not an Uber ride from your house to the New Bedford Airport, somebody you know is going to drop you off, right? It's a lot easier of an ask to say, hey, can you give me a ride from Dartmouth to the New Bedford Airport than to say, can you give me a ride to Logan? And I think, you know, the $99 price, so it's, you know, it's going to cost you $200 if you're going to come home that way as well. But that's 4 days worth of parking. So if you're going to go anywhere, I mean, obviously this is based on one person, but still, if you're going to go park somewhere for more than 4 days, you're already ahead of the game here, you know? So I don't know. I was a little skeptical at first. I was like, would this be something people will actually use? I mean, it's good to have. It's great to have it as an option, but I didn't know that I saw New Bedford people taking advantage. I was like, this is something that people coming to New Bedford would certainly take advantage of. But I don't know that people that live here would be like, I've got to get a flight out of Boston. Let me just fly there from New Bedford. But the more I've looked at it, the more I've thought about it, I'm like, I could see this happening. I could see myself doing this. So 508-996-0500. Let me take my first break of the morning. We'll come back. We'll get the news from Mike, and then we'll talk with you. Stay tuned. All right. We are going to be going into the newsroom and getting all the top stories of the day from Mike Roberts. On the other side, we can talk with you. 508-996-0500. App chat and open line voicemails on the WBSM app. And our fun Friday question coming up in just a bit, brought to you by D's Hot Dogs. But right now, let's turn it over to Mike.
A new COVID strain has been found. Was there a cover-up about President Biden's health while he was in office? And an arrest made on a school bus in New Jersey.
From the Cottage Street Motors WBSM Newsroom, this is WBSM News.
House Republicans want a select committee to investigate what they see as a cover-up involving aides to President Biden accused of hiding his health decline. California Democrat Ro Khanna says something his party has to address.
We should have pushed back against a lot of what we were hearing from the White House.
Five former aides to the president had a deadline of last night to comply. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says a new COVID-19 strain responsible for a large surge in China has now arrived in the U.S.
It's an Omicron variant known as NB-181 and has been detected through airport screening programs for international travelers. The CDC says a handful of cases have been confirmed in New York, California, Rhode Island, Virginia, Ohio, Washington, and Hawaii. I'm Tammy Trujillo.
Police in New Jersey say a school bus driver facing almost four dozen charges in connection with an incident in which he allegedly stood in the aisle of a speeding bus, leaving the steering wheel unattended. Police say 41-year-old Chow Lele Tien, charged with talking on his cell phone as he stood in the aisle of the speeding bus and endangered his passengers. The bus was traveling from Rhode Island to a private school in Lakewood, New Jersey, before it ran out of gas. Police found it on the side of the parkway and said nobody was hurt. Regular marijuana use linked to the early signs of cardiovascular disease. New research out of UC San Francisco finds that using THC, the active ingredient in marijuana, caused some disruptions in the inner lining of the blood vessels. That's whether the THC was smoked or ingested. The effect could lead to an increased risk of heart attack, stroke, or cardiovascular death. A California man, the recipient of the world's first ever bladder transplant.
Doctors from Keck Medicine of USC and UCLA teamed up for this groundbreaking clinical trial surgery. It was performed earlier this month at Ronald Reagan UCLA Medical Center. 41-year-old Oscar Larenzar is both a kidney and bladder cancer survivor. Doctors say Larenzar is doing well 3 weeks after surgery. There are four more patients approved for the surgery in this two-year clinical trial. I'm Jim Roop.
A 1970s teenage heartthrob for some, preparing for the longest tour he's ever had in his life. Sean Cassidy announced a 50-city tour that begins in September. Kicks off in Nashville. While Cassidy was co-starring on the teen-oriented TV series The Hardy Boys Nancy Drew Mysteries, his cover of Da Do Run Run topped the Billboard Hot 100 for 1 week in July of 1977. He also hit the top 10 that year with That's Rock and Roll and Hey Dini. Cassidy says he never really toured because of the TV show. The tour hits 19 states, including two stops in New England, one in Waterville, Maine, and the other in Beverly, Massachusetts. A penthouse loft that became famous in the classic film Psycho can now be yours for a little over $2 million. The loft was built in 1930 on the roof of an 11-story high-rise in downtown Phoenix. It has two bedrooms, two and a half bathrooms, and a scenic view of the Phoenix skyline. Fans of Alfred Hitchcock will recognize the loft from the iconic opening scenes in the 1960 horror classic Psycho. A hiker is back from the dead in a way, alive and well after a frantic emergency call.
It happened over the holiday weekend in the Adirondacks when two New York hikers called and said they were lost and their friend had died on the trail. The first ranger to show up quickly found that the two were actually tripping on psychedelic mushrooms. Their friend also called the rangers and was found alive and uninjured. He had just gotten separated from his friends. I'm Michael Kastner.
WBSM Sports.
Red Sox taking on the Braves in Atlanta tonight. First pitch, 7:15.
Now, your ABC 6 South Coast forecast. Brought to you by C Street.
Good Friday morning, everyone. Hopefully you're having a good start to the day. Temperatures today relatively mild as we start out in the mid and upper 50s. And by the afternoon, we're going to be in the upper 60s and low 70s for your highs. I'll tell you what, the clouds stick around for the most part. They're pretty stubborn. Little peak of blue sky here and there, but expect more gray than anything else. I will say this, though, most of our Friday stays dry. We are looking at a couple of showers later in the afternoon and evening. Nothing too wild, but a couple drips and drops not out of the question. Keep that in mind if you have some dinner plans as we head out on Friday night. I'm ABC6 Chief Meteorologist Christina Schallhoop on New Bedford's News Talk Station 1420 WBSM.
I'm Mike Roberts, WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's News Talk Station WBSM and get breaking news alerts and all of our content on the WBSM app. This WBSM News Update is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Look for the purple dot to try before you buy. Only at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven.
Welcome back in. That is, of course, Shannon. Let the music play. And I let the music play a little bit longer because I was getting one of Barry's articles posted to WBSM.com on the WBSM app. And he has a look at the Massachusetts Public Defender strike, which, if you haven't been following, it's affected some court cases that have been heard this week. So it's definitely having an impact. And speaking of strikes, now people are concerned about Market Basket because Arthur T. Demoulas has been removed as the CEO of Market Basket, and that has some people concerned. And if you remember the summer of Market Basket from a little over a decade ago now, you know, that turned into a really big deal. So people are keeping a close eye on this, especially because not only it could affect their shopping. I don't think right now it does. Maybe long term, you know, whoever's in charge of things, and really, are they in charge? There's a board. They've got to answer to the board. That's the problem, is they don't think that Arthur T. is doing that. But, you know, the policies that they put into place, yeah, you might feel that later on down the line. But for the immediate future, I don't think people are looking at this and saying, you know, I care about this as a consumer. They're looking at this and saying, I care about this as somebody who is watching someone else's family drama unfold in a very public way. The fact that this is the, you know, Chris McCarthy and I were talking about it yesterday before he went on the air. This is kind of like the New England version of Succession, except instead of a media empire, it's a supermarket chain. But that's what it's all about. It's who's vying to take over and be the next generation, and who's trying to set things up. And, you know, Arthur T. wants his kids in charge, and the sisters want their kids in charge, and the whole thing is just, it's a drama. And it's the kind of drama where they could make a movie about it someday. I don't know that it would be sustainable as a series, but they could certainly make a movie about it someday.
But we'll keep an eye on it because we know that it affects a lot of you, whether it be that you, you know, shop at the New Bedford Market Basket, or maybe you shop at the one on in Sagamore. I think, was that the first one I ever went into, is Sagamore? I think it might have been. But, you know, there's enough of them around here that it can impact a lot of different people. So we can take your thoughts on that at 508-996-0500. I know some people have complained, oh, well, the prices there have gone up too. Well, the prices have gone up everywhere. I still think they have a concerted effort to have things be more affordable than they are at other places. But then I'm not really a good gauge of grocery shopping because I don't go out and do grocery shopping. I don't go out and fill up a cart and say, here's all the things I need for this week or month or whatever. I go three times a week and get stuff for like that day, and then I eat leftovers the day after that. Like, that's kind of the way I've always been. My dad shopped that way when we were younger. You know, having five kids in the house, you couldn't really keep a lot of food in the house because those five kids would go through it. So you got to kind of give them day by day. And so he went shopping frequently, whether it be stopping on his way home from work, or maybe he would get home from work and then we'd all run out to the supermarket and come home and make dinner. It was nice when we first moved to where we lived in Plymouth because the supermarket was next door to where we lived. So it was a 2-minute, we could walk. But it gets to be a little bit annoying when you've got to now get five kids in the car and drive. And because, yeah, we could have stayed home with our other parent, but we wanted to go to the store too, because that's where you would go and rent movies. Right, kids, back in the day, we didn't have Blockbuster. We didn't have Hollywood Video. I know all you kids like to talk about, you know, remember when people used to go to video stores? What's a video store? I know, but before we had video stores, we had supermarket videotape rental. And that was when you walked into the supermarket, that was where you went first. Because you had to see, you know, is Ghostbusters in? Is Pee-wee's Big Adventure in? And that's another thing I've been meaning to mention. If you have not yet seen the Pee-wee Herman documentary well, I guess it's still Max, but soon to be HBO Max again. If you haven't seen the documentary Pee-wee as himself, I recommend making some time to sit down and watch it. It's two parts. I think each part is 90 minutes, so it's pretty lengthy. But you get a real look at Paul Reubens, who he was as a person, how he grew up, and you get an idea more of, you know, the creativity that he had beyond just the Pee-wee Herman character. And you see how much of what the Pee-wee empire was came out of his vision. It was fascinating and heartbreaking at the same time, because here's a guy who, you know, had his career derailed by something that was not a big deal, but everybody made it into a much bigger deal than it was. You know, I still remember when I was a kid, I don't know that I was, you know, when I was 10, 11 years old, 12 years old, when Pee-wee first got arrested, I don't know that I knew what an adult theater was, like what it was. Like, I knew it was a theater that showed adult movies, but like, I don't think I realized like, oh, like what he was doing was something everybody was doing in that movie theater. And that's what they go there for. It wasn't like he was in a regular, he wasn't in the, you know, the local multiplex. But anyway, the documentary is fascinating. It's very moving. Bring some tissues for the second half. And then you can dive into Pee-wee's Playhouse. They've got all the episodes on Max as well. I've been watching some of those as like mental comfort food this week. All right, I'm going to take a break here. 508-996-0500. App chat, open line voicemails open on the WBSM app. We also have another contest for you. If you would like to go see one of the hottest Japanese rock bands around, they're coming to MGM Music Hall of Fenway on Sunday. So we're going to be giving you tickets digitally, and you can go there and see. So now some people say One OK Rock. I've seen a lot of reviews of them on YouTube, people doing like those listening reaction videos, and they refer to them as One OK Rock. But when you go to the band's website, it says that it's pronounced 1 o'clock. And it says, it's like you're saying 1 o'clock with a Japanese accent. And I don't know, is that a Japanese accent or is that more like a little bit of a... is that mocking the Japanese accent? But anyway, that's what it says on the website. It says that it's 1 o'clock. But either way, however you say it, they're really good from what I've seen online. And if you would like to enter to win a pair of tickets to see them at MGM Music Hall at Fenway on Sunday, then you can go to WBSM.com and the WBSM app to enter. And, of course, Tim's tickets are brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits, 115 Huddleston Avenue in Fairhaven, where they've got three great tastings happening between today and tomorrow. We're going to tell you all about those coming up. And I'll probably see you over there at least one of them, maybe two, maybe all three. All right, I've got to take a break. We'll be back in a few moments. And that is 1 o'clock. They're playing Sunday at MGM Music Hall of Fenway, and you can enter to win tickets at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app, brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. So today is Fun Friday here on the program. Dee's Hot Dogs brings it to us every Friday. They sponsor Fun Fridays here on the station. So today looks like it's going to be a great day to get on over to Dee's and have yourself maybe the two hot dogs, chips, and a drink for $5 special. Maybe you want to go over there and try their baked bean topped hot dog. I would recommend getting the baked bean and bacon and maybe get a little diced onion with that. And for a little extra tang, maybe squirt some yellow mustard on top. I had some mustard last night at the Plymouth Bay Winery. That was incredible. I had both the yellow mustard with some pretzel bites, but also the sea smoke mustard, and I brought it home. So good. I'm going to put it on everything. But I was picturing some of that yellow mustard that they made. I was like, put that on a Dee's hot dog. Oh, man. Especially that baked bean and bacon one. Yeah. Now we're talking. So I forgot to get a jar of the yellow. I just got the sea smoke. But now I'm going to have to go back and get that. And if you haven't had a chance to try some of the Plymouth Bay Winery wines, they're going to be at Stevie's tomorrow from 2 to 5 and doing a tasting. We'll talk more about what's coming up at Stevie's in a little bit. But I'll be over there hanging out. Stephanie will be there hanging out for a bit. Scott is here in town if you want to see him too. And then we're gonna be sampling some of those wines with Pam and Mike from Plymouth Bay Winery. So one other thing about Fun Friday and about those hot dogs is hot dogs are always, you know, the official food of summer. Makes you think of summer, makes you think of all the fun places you've been. You've probably been to an amusement park and had a hot dog there, right? Not as good as Dee's, but you know, it's kind of like the go-to because you can eat it really fast and get on the next ride. Well, we are going to be giving away tickets to Six Flags all throughout the day today. We're going to give away online and by call-in, so that'll be later. Don't call in now. But as part of that, because we're giving away tickets to Six Flags, I thought today's Fun Friday question should relate to amusement parks. And so my question is, what is your favorite amusement park ride? Amusement park or carnival, you know, but what is your favorite amusement ride? I've got a couple. So you can go generic or you can go specific. So you can say, well, I like, you know, riding any carousel. Or you can say specifically, I like the, you know, Scrambler at Edaville, which is one of my favorite rides. Yes, so that's on my list. But I'll give you my two favorites in terms of each of those categories. So, yes, the Scrambler at Edaville is a favorite, but it's no longer. My favorite kind of, you can find one anywhere, although you really can't find them anymore, was the Gravitron, that spaceship-looking thing where you'd walk in and they'd be playing like music videos on a TV in the middle of this thing. And you get on the side and you're leaning up against the wall and the spaceship starts spinning around. And as it does, the part where you're standing kind of slides back and then you're just centripetal force pins you against the wall and you're just stuck against it as it spins around. I love that ride. It's basically a high-tech version of the Turkish twist. But I love that. I love things like the Thunderbolt and the Himalaya, like these going around in circles, but not going high in the air kind of rides. I do love roller coasters too, but I've always loved more of like those ground-based rides. So that's my general one. My specific one, I love the haunted house at Canobie Lake Park. That's a great one. Like, it's one of the most memorable haunted houses I've been in a long time. And, of course, every ride at Six Flags New England that I've ridden has been great. I love the Houdini's Mansion. I get it. I understand how it works, but that still doesn't stop the experience for me every time I go. So we'll be giving those away throughout the course of the morning. You can enter online, and we'll do some call-ins later on to win passes to Six Flags now that they're getting ready next month to open up their full schedule for the summer once school gets out. All right, I've got to take my final break of the hour. We will be right back. By the way, Dave Matthews Band was great at Boston Calling. My first time ever seeing them, and my friend was with me. She's a huge Dave Matthews fan. She's seen him like 100 times, and she said, yeah, that was, you know, what you'd expect a festival performance to be from them. It's different.